Welcome to this very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with us this afternoon, in addition to a room full of good folks, is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. How you doing, man?
I am doing A-OK, Mr. Stone. How are you?
I'm doing well, but you seem like you're moving a little bit slow after lunch. That was a fantastic lunch, though, wasn't it?
It's tiramisu. It picks you up just a little bit right away, but then there is a crash.
Well, you're supposed to balance it with a double espresso. You just had it with like a glass
single.
Of water,
right,
or
that
Coke
was
or something.
A mistake. I'm on the learning curve over there.
But that's okay, because we've got some help. It's not just you and I flying by ourselves. We have another co-pilot. Welcome back to the microphone, if you would. Co-host extraordinaire. And we're going to call her Bonnie because I always screw up the last name. Welcome back, Bonnie. Tell them your last
Thanks.
Name.
It's Bonnie Buell-Russick.
Buell-Russick.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad to have you. And last time you were here, we were visiting with some folks about the whole accounting profession. We were talking about tax advice. And I'll be darned if you didn't find some other folks that were willing to come back in the studio with us and talk some more, yeah?
Well, yeah. Today we're talking to a couple folks from the Georgia Society of CPAs. And are excited to have with us here today Boyd Search, who is the Chief Executive Officer. And I'm going to allow him to do some of his own introduction here and talk about his background a little bit. But he's been with the society about a year. Previously, he was at the Ohio Society of CPAs, so he moved south for better weather. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Boyd.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. We're really, really excited to be here. You are right on. I moved down from Ohio with my whole family about a year ago. Have been in association management my whole career and spent about 14 years with the Ohio Society of CPAs. And when the opportunity came up to move to warmer weather, we jumped on it. Because when my wife and I got married, my mom said, we lived 3 miles from my parents. She said, I want you to know, if you move south, we'll move south. If you move north, we'll move south. So they're not here yet, but we're hoping
they're
to get
on their
here.
Way.
Yeah, Georgia has been fantastic. The people have been great. The CPA community here is incredible, and we're just excited to be able to talk about it a little more.
Now, is there any difference between Ohio CPAs and Georgia CPAs?
No. Well, I mean, technically, no. But culturally, yeah, there are a lot of differences, just like there would be in any other profession. The thing I love about Georgia is the community feel that we have as a state is pretty significant. Ohio is my home, born and raised there 39 years and love it. But there is a connection with Georgia folks that is kind of indescribable. And it's been neat to be a part of it.
They're not as quick in Ohio to write off things like grits and chewing tobacco. They have additional questions, whereas here, kind of just checks it off the box, just like everything else.
I guess Southern hospitality does exist then. That's nice to hear.
Absolutely.
So I got to know, though, before we go too much further, you've been in association management for quite some time, it seems like, in totally different arena or always in the CPA accounting?
Always with accountants, always with the certified public accountants, absolutely.
Wow.
Very good. Well, Boyd isn't the only one here today from the Georgia Society. We also have Don Cook, who is the Vice President of Membership and Business Development, and he's been with the Society for 8 years. Don, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do there.
Primarily, my biggest role, especially in the past 12 months, has been legislative issues and, you know, really trying to get us more active and more legislatively involved. So it's been a big part of my workload, and loving every second of it. I've spent a lot of time down at the Gold Dome and really enjoying it. But I've been there 8 years and love the members, really enjoy what I do.
Scared me there for a minute when he said gold. gold. nicely done. So a lot of advocacy involved in your job. And this is a great bit of the benefit that you're bringing your membership.
Correct.
Is representation
right.
at the Gold Dome.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, what is the mission for the Georgia Society of CPAs? Like, how do you serve your members?
Mission is really to represent our members and make sure that we are there representing the needs and advocate on their behalf.
And, you know, the reality is if being a member of the Georgia Society of CPAs isn't making your life a little easier, as a professional, then quite frankly, we're not doing our job. You know, we're supposed to be scanning the horizon for issues that could impact people as CPAs that are working in just a broad array of different areas, from human resources and executive management to taxes and accounting and auditing and consulting. So it's our job to sort of reduce the noise for them. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing our job. And certainly being here today is hopefully part of reducing that noise.
Now, is there an educational component as well as the advocacy?
Absolutely. We call it the accounting profession calls it CPE, continuing professional education. You hear it as CLE with the attorneys and CE with nurses and stuff. CPAs, to keep their license in Georgia, have to do 80 hours every 2 years of continuing education. And we are one provider of many in the marketplace for continuing professional education. So yeah, it's a big piece of what we do.
So what are the hot topics right now, the pieces of legislation or the things that might come down the pike or get out of committee that we're trying to squash? There's got to be stuff like that that's right on your radar 24/7, right?
Absolutely. We have two big issues that we're watching right now. One has to do heavily with the State Board of Accountancy. The other has to do with the Tax Tribunal.
That just sounds ominous.
It really does, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's more of a tax court, but they call it a tribunal based on the branch of government that it falls in. A court would be on the judicial side, whereas a tribunal falls under the executive branch. So those are two pieces. Then a third is we have members who are very proactive in watching, you know, tax code changes and making sure they try to keep up to date with the legislation that's out there and make sure that it's the best legislation out there possible. So it's State Board of Accountancy issues are big for us this year. In the last session, Secretary of State proposed a piece of legislation, Senate Bill 445, which introduced a consumer board, and it was a consumer board of seven individuals who would basically take over the enforcement piece and licensing piece for CPAs for the profession. And you can understand why that is an issue, and that's our board.
You probably weren't for that, I would guess.
We are not, correct.
No. Nor were the 42 other boards, licensing right. boards that it affected. So. Yeah.
So the government just on their own comes up with this stuff? They thought that was a good idea to protect us?
Well, in defense of them, they are dealing with some funding issues,
right.
And so they are, you know, trying to figure out a good way to fix it. And streamlining certainly is a buzzword that they're throwing around when they're talking about, you know, redoing the legislation. So I believe their motives are they have good intentions. But bottom line is the end result of what we see in the legislation is not a positive change for the CPA profession.
Secretary Kemp has faced what several past Secretary of States have faced, and that is a continual reduction in the budget at that office. And the reality is,
because you rich folks aren't paying enough taxes, boy. As soon as we get that all leveled up,
I wish I was a one percenter. I'd gladly take that liability. But to frame the issue a little bit from a financial perspective, CPAs in the state of Georgia pay $50 every other year to maintain their license. That is the cheapest in the country. We are there. Everyone else is more expensive in terms of license renewal fees as it relates to CPAs. Roughly 64% of those dollars go directly into the general fund once you take indirect and direct expenses as in terms of the Secretary of State's operations as it relates to licensing and enforcement of the profession within the state. So Secretary Kemp is fighting a funding issue and a resource issue. And we support him that wholeheartedly because the reality is those fees should go
right
to support the licensing exactly. and enforcement efforts. They shouldn't go into the general fund to do other stuff. And we've in Georgia, that battle has been fought in other areas. In Fulton County, I know it's been fought. So we support him in that fully. But this notion of taking or usurping authority from 43 licensing boards who have people that are operating within that profession understand the subtleties and the gray areas every day, and taking that authority away and putting it in the hands of a small group of people that...
Some jackleg radio host has got a brother-in-law that needs a job or something.
That's right. So we don't support that. And there's a whole host of other issues. Don, you want to talk about mobility, how it could impact mobility for CPAs?
Yeah, there certainly are. But before we stray too far from that, I wanted to mention one thing. The total license fees that the Secretary of State's office brings in, revenues of total about $24 million. So they're only spending approximately $7 million in total. So we've got that huge divide again that Boyd was referencing in terms of the revenues that they're bringing in for license fees and what's being spent out. So it does show that there's a massive funding issue. But there are other effects, and, you know, mobility and national and international regulations. The CPA profession is a very complex one, and it's not one that can be fully understood by a consumer board, which is, you know, one of our big, big issues with having this consumer board oversee enforcement. And, you know, if there's ever any, you know, rules and regulations, changes, then the powers to change the rules and regulations inserted into that too. So there's a big issue with that. We need to have a profession that's governed by professionals or regulated by professionals. So we're going to be making a strong push towards that. To show some of the national issues with mobility,
Excuse me just for a second. Is mobility, are you talking about I'm a practicing accountant in Georgia and then I'm moving my family to Birmingham and I can't do it?
This is more for a case-by-case basis. So if you have a CPA who's based here in Atlanta,
right,
and they have a client they're going to work with in Alabama, and for instance of that one case, mobility allows them to travel, you know, across state lines and practice with that client without having to get, you know, temporary permit to practice.
Yeah, and there's a great deal of history to the mobility issue. You go back 10 or 15 years, CPAs would have to either register or get licensed in other states.
In every state they have a client?
It varied by state. And remember, you not only have the 50 states, you've got four jurisdictions in D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So 54 different jurisdictions that are licensing CPAs and all had different rules going right down to what it qualified to become a CPA. And so it creates practice mobility issues when you have those differences in standards. And so the profession, spearheaded by AICPA, which is the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, there's no relationship between the Georgia Society and the AICPA, but we have a very strong, very collegial working relationship. We work on a lot of different initiatives together, but they spearheaded an initiative to get every state and jurisdiction to adopt what's called the Uniform Accountancy Act. And it was model legislation that would, in theory, then standardize what's required to become a CPA and make this mobility issue easier. We have, I think, one or two states left that have not adopted it. Only a few states adopted it in its purest form. Where I came from, Ohio was one of them that did that, which is great. Georgia came very, very close to adopting it in its purest form. But it has eased or lowered those barriers to this interstate mobility of practice in a lot of ways. And if we change the way we enforce and regulate the profession within this state, other states could easily say, well, they're not living up to the standards we all kind of agreed to. And we're now no longer going to allow Georgia CPAs to come over here
and practice. Come into our state and do what they got to do.
That's right.
Wow.
Because at one time there was probably the CPA was just in their local community, but now with the firms getting larger and larger, there's more and more instances of them having to travel into other localities.
No question.
Yep.
So, of course, the government's a little late to the game there.
and that's why enforcement for us in this whole issue is catamount. I mean, that's the primary thing that we're looking at when it comes to the state board and licensure is making sure that we have adequate enforcement. It protects the brand, which in turn, you know, secures things like mobility.
So if I'm a CPA, I can either stay up all night worrying about this stuff and, oh, by the way, run a business and try to have a fruitful practice, or I can get involved with the association, support it adequately, maybe serve in some sort of leadership or contributing fashion.
Right.
But at the very least, write a check, for goodness sake, and get out of the way and let folks help us.
Absolutely.
Preach on.
Now, is every CPA a member? Is that kind of a de facto thing, or is that, or you aspire to have everyone be a member?
Well, now that Don's here.
Well, and unfortunately, we're not the bar. that does require membership, so it is self-selecting.
So it's voluntary on part of the CPA?
That's correct. Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of compelling reasons, like the advocacy as well as the educational component have to do anyway.
Right.
What percentage of CPAs in the state of Georgia would you say are members? I would assume that's high.
It's about 54%.
So that's, I would assume that's higher.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be almost everybody.
I did too.
We, and that is, you've hit onto something that we're working hard on. The national averages for CPA associations are higher. We have real work to do in terms of convincing the other CPAs that aren't members within the state to be a member. But I think some of the progress we've shown over the last year and some of the ways we're managing these issues are going to start proving to them that it's worth their time, it's worth their money.
Which group of CPAs aren't getting involved? Is it the kind of the single shingle people, or is it the larger firms, or is it a mix?
It's a mix. Yeah. It's a real mix. Yeah.
And honestly, one of the things that we're doing now that Boyd kind of addressed is the increased advocacy, and that's a big reason why people get involved in associations. Not only the networking, the high-quality continuing education, but also the advocacy piece. It's huge. And we have been somewhat reactive to legislative issues as they've come up, and that's been, since Boyd came in, that's been priority number one, is let's be more proactive and make sure we're out there hitting the legislative issues and we're bringing it home. So that's what we're doing.
So I can see why, if I'm a CPA who is a member, I can see why I'd want my colleagues to join, because then we've got more muscle, more juice for advocacy. We're all more informed. As a layperson who uses the services of a CPA, should there be a compelling reason? Should I really want my tax professional, accountant, whomever, should I want them, if they're a CPA, should I want them to be a member of this? And if so, is there some benefit to me in that regard, you think?
No question. I think it's not just true for CPAs, and if we can go back to CPAs in terms of being association participants when we're done with this part, I'd like to. But whether it's accountants, engineers, contractors, cosmetologists, whoever it might be, those professionals that are actively engaged in their professional communities are more likely to be more engaging people, number one, just personally. Yeah, you're probably going to like them a little better. They're certainly,
sure.
They're certainly more attuned, in my opinion, this is my humble opinion, they're more attuned to what's going on within their profession, what's going on in the general business community, because they're willing to put themselves out there and they're willing to invest in something that is more than themselves. And I think that shows a lot about the professional when they do that.
So this should be like the Carfax, right? Mm-hmm. You go to somebody, you're considering engaging them in a CPA, like, show me your tattoo, dude. Show me your Georgia Society of CPA tat. Or I'm not doing business with you.
Get it.
So, no, I think there's probably something to that, because you are going to have a more well-rounded professional, because it's not all about the numbers. There's there's the whole equation there.
Well, it's a level of professionalism.
Right.
And, you know, anybody who wants to get involved with an outside group, they do it for a reason. They do it because they want to learn. So it comes back to the benefits of joining. You get access to high-quality continuing education, but you also do it to network. And networking is a huge part of growth and, you know, getting to know your peers that are out there in the network, getting to know people who are practicing in your area, having a group to bounce questions off of. That's all really important, and that's what membership in an association shows.
And as an association management professional, let me tell you this. When I get together with colleagues that manage other associations, other professions.
It's like being in a room full of mirrors. Like, this is an association of associations, right?
You're absolutely right. There is one.
And that's before they even start pouring the liquor, they're having this conversation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, bar carts are important. I get teased a lot about working with CPAs and the traditional stereotype that comes with CPAs, I can tell you unequivocally it's not true, number one. But they always follow that up with a hint of jealousy, because there's no question that CPAs value their profession, their credential, that thing which they earned and spent a lot of time studying, worked really, really hard to get. They value that more than others. And when you get them in a room, when you get members of our association in a room and you put forth a compelling case for why we need to do something as a profession or as a business, because we are a business that we have to run. If you have a compelling business case, they get it. They understand it very quickly, and they're all in very quickly when you have, put your full faith and effort into preparing, and that's rare. That doesn't happen in every association. You can imagine. I won't pick on any professions here, but you guys can. but it doesn't. It's not true for all the others. So it's great.
Well, I tell you what, this is probably a good time. I think it'd be helpful for all of us to have some context. And I don't know if one of you guys want to do it or both of you, but maybe just kind of give us a rundown of the key benefits of membership for CPAs to be part of the Georgia Society of CPAs. And I'll make Bonnie hush and then let you talk for a minute.
Perfect. And actually, if somebody were to come up to me and say, hey, Don, why would I join the Georgia Society? And I think that's a good place to start. One, I would start by saying we're proud to be the leading organization serving Georgia professional accountants. And no matter what avenue in the profession that you've chosen, it's important to note that membership in the society is extremely important, and it's very important to a successful accounting career. And I'll go back through some of the bullets that we talked about. Number one benefit is going to be advocacy and access to what we do on a regular basis. Boyd and I spend a lot of time down at the Capitol. We have access to a lobbyist too. That's what he does professionally. So we're there to advocate on your behalf when any legislative issues pop up. Number two is going to be top quality continuing education. We bring in instructors from across the country who this is what they do, and we tailor the CPE towards the niche, areas of practice that are out there. So we tailor it specifically for our members, and we tend to know, I think, pretty well what they want. And that continuing education, it's regardless of whether it's in person, whether it's a webinar online, or if it's something self-study you want to do after hours. Resources, we have a lot in the way of resources through our website, which is www.gscpa.org. We also have e-newsletters that come out on a very regular basis. We have a print publication, Current Accounts, that comes out every other month. We have resources that come out to you through LinkedIn, through Twitter, through Facebook. So definitely using the social media. In addition, and I've already harped on this a little bit, the professional development and the networking, that's huge. I mean, we have over 13,000 members, and we've got a lot of them involved in our committees, in our chapters, in our sections, in our task forces. And that's how you develop a network and you get to know your peers that are out there in the community, and you have that group to bounce ideas off of. So that's why you get involved.
Did you record that?
No.
Was really good.
That would have been a good idea.
You sold me. I'm ready to. I'll make this investment before I buy my hunting license. I mean, you got me sold, and I'm not even a CPA.
Perfect.
So, Bonnie, you're in the marketing business. I got to know, why do you hang out with this crowd? Is it a crowd that really needs a lot of help with marketing, or is it a crowd that resonates, appreciates the professional counsel, and is likely to take some guidance? What motivates you to hang out with these folks?
Wow, that's a good question. I would say...
maybe we should ask them.
Yeah, maybe. when I started my company, BBR Marketing, about 3 years ago, I had been working at a firm prior to that and had a really difficult time finding marketing professionals that understood marketing professional services firms.
It is different.
It's very different to sell... Basically, you're trying to sell what's in somebody's head. You're selling a level of trust that is much deeper than the trust you have with somebody that does your nails or does your hair. You know, you're giving them all your information, and a lot of times the accountant's the first one that hears the dirty secrets before anybody else does. So I saw a hole in the market and decided that, you know, that was something that I wanted to go after and fill. So that was really how I jumped into it.
Now, are they open to the counsel, or do they think that they got it figured out?
It depends on who you're talking to. You know, I think what's happened, for better or worse, with the economic downturn was a lot of firms that were just coasting along and had like 12-15%
right.
growth.
Because they think like, oh, everybody knows who we are, and we get all our business from referrals, so why do I need a marketing person to help me, because it's all word of mouth.
Well, that's very true to a point, until the economy took a dive and suddenly their revenues either went flat or went down for the first time, for in most cases, ever.
Right.
So suddenly they're thinking about different ways that they can actually go out and try and reach new markets and referral sources and maybe add new services, or, you know, there's been a lot of shift and change in the industry, and I think it was an interesting time to start a company, and I had a lot of people that were like, August 09, are you on crack? And, in my case, it actually turned out really well, because it coincided with a downturn in the
right.
industry.
And had a need then.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what's your relationship with the society?
I we partner on some things. I actually
right.
help them out with some press release distribution and stuff like that. And then
do you help in the education component that they offer?
I do some, actually. I'm going to be speaking at the Southeastern Accounting Show coming up on social media.
You want to talk a little bit about that show? What is that show?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the big show of the year. It's taking place August 29th and 30th, so coming right around the corner. And it is going to have 8 different tracks of study. So, you know, you have 8 different choices of classes or courses that you can take. There's also going to be, I think, somewhere around 60, 70 different exhibitors there. And Don can fill in some details on this here.
Yeah, we're going to have how many exhibitors? We're sold out at this point. So,
wow.
Yeah, we have between 60 and 70, which is amazing for us.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So you're going to go back and double the fee?
That's right.
On everybody's...
No.
If you want to keep your spot...
We're not charging enough, are we? When you sell out, you're not charging enough.
You get a bigger truck. You need a bigger place now to get more exhibitors in there.
Well, we can't let go. We can't let it go by anyway without the opportunity of... When I at least tell my friends that don't know anything about the profession, when I mention to them our Southeast Accounting Show, where we get 1,500... CPAs from around the Southeast together, the looks on their faces, they don't think it's a kegger, let's put it that way.
But you would be surprised. Oh, you get some drinks and CPAs, and this is a dancing on the table
part. Now, you might have enough. You might have enough exhibitors. Do you have enough people registered for the event?
That's a good question. Definitely register. Go to our website, www.gscpa.org. There's a banner that flashes across the homepage, and when the C's banner comes up, just click it and hit register.
It's like a game for CPAs. They have to wait and click and...
There are prizes. We're giving away flat screen TVs and what's that? American Express gift cards and all kinds
just
of stuff.
Just for registering?
So
you just show up and you're eligible.
You show
for
up
this?
And you're eligible.
Wow.
Are CPAs gamblers? They don't strike me as gamblers.
I take the fifth on that one, because I know a few too many to answer that honestly.
And I'm gonna do a shameless plug here too. Boyd and I are doing a professional issues update on Thursday, August 30th at C's. So if you're listening, you're gonna be there. Definitely join us.
And here's why he's doing the shameless plug. So there's gonna be 1,300 people there, and Calvin Wong, who is our IT guy, is giving a session. And right now, I think there's about 100 people or more scheduled for Calvin's session. Don and I have 24.
Oh, it's a little competition going.
Okay, wait a minute. Your session is the exact same time as my session on social media, too.
Okay.
So we're competing. That's not good.
Do we need to arm wrestle?
We
go.
Might. I've actually got some pretty good upper body strength.
All right, with this many people, not everybody's going to be a CPA. They're going to have other people that...
Is there staff there, or is it just CPAs?
Is it just CPAs?
At the event?
It's primarily CPAs, so right. the bulk of them are going to be members, because that's generally how they hear about the events is through our emails to them.
Right.
But we do have a number of non-members who are going to be there, and obviously that's where we actually have our own booth there as well, where we try to get them to sign up. And I know Elizabeth, out of our communications department, has made some efforts there too.
But you bring up a good point when you go through the schedule, and especially when you talk about things like Bonnie's going to be talking about on social media, and Calvin with the latest and greatest in information technology stuff. The topics do lend themselves to people who aren't CPAs. There'd be an interest.
Well, I'm just thinking, if I'm like an elder care lawyer or estate plan or something like that, one of the things I owe it to my clients to be really informed about what's happening in this world, right?
Right.
No question. No question.
And the great thing, and as Bonnie mentioned, there are 8 tracks at the Southeastern Accounting Show. We have 2 tracks that are specifically designed for those in industry. So we do try, back to my earlier comment about high-quality CPE and continuing education for everyone with the Southeastern Accounting Show, because it does usually draw 10% plus of our members. We want to make sure that there is CPE and continuing education for all who go.
Yeah, and I don't want to miss, this isn't just CPAs who are in public practice. We have over 50% of our members are working in some form of other. Yeah,
oh, wow.
They're in government, education, industry, fulfilling a lot of different roles within business. And we have a real obligation to make sure we provide, an intellectual outlet for all of those folks.
There's another one of those Carfax opportunities. You shouldn't hire a CPA.
Exactly.
Unless they got the Georgia Society TAT, right?
CPA is not enough.
Right.
Boom.
You've got to be, are you a CPA or are you a GS CPA?
Exactly.
You can have a whole commercial around
this. I like this. I'm writing this down.
Tattoo as an alternative revenue source.
So there is space for people to register, right?
Absolutely.
Always.
Is it something where there is like unlimited space? You would take everybody that's interested, or is there?
We could sell out, but it's at Cobb Galleria.
Oh, that's a big place.
It's big. Register your family and bring them, please.
Well, I'll tell you what I do want to do, and we try to do this for everyone who comes through the studio and promote their efforts. I really would like to, just like we did a little while ago about membership, I'd like to, if we could, just encapsulate some of the key benefits and the logistics surrounding this event, because I'd like to capture that clip and maybe share it in our own newsletter or email or a post or something. And I'm thinking, Boyd, you're probably the right guy to do it. But we'll do a live commercial here. Is that cool by you guys?
That works.
And once again, I will. I'll make Bonnie not say anything.
I don't have to say admission is free, do I?
No, sir.
All right.
You so got now, all the live airtime you want. You can do your commercial.
Listen, the Southeastern Accounting Show, brought to you by the Georgia Society of CPAs, is taking place at Cobb Galleria on August 29th and 30th. So just a couple of weeks away. We have 8 dedicated tracks covering a lot of really hot and timely issues. Several of those tracks are dedicated to CPAs who are working specifically in business and industry and other areas. It's a great chance to come build your network. We hear a lot in this day and age about the internet and how it's going to do a lot of different things and remove the need for hand-to-hand handshakes and face-to-face interaction. But the reality is we're still human beings, and we like to get together, and we like to meet new people. And this is the single greatest opportunity to not only meet your peers, but to meet leaders in the profession and leaders in other professions from not only around Georgia, but around the country. It's reasonably inexpensive CPE. It's pretty easy to get to, like I said, at the Cobb Galleria. And we'd love to see you there.
And the website?
www.gscpa.org. There's a banner at the top. Click it and make it easy to register.
You know what, Kevin? I think we got some more voiceover talent here. I think we get this guy.
It's that Ohio accent.
Yeah, do you work weekends?
I did do some voiceover work in Ohio,
you
by the
see
way.
There? Now he tells us.
And that was nice of Kevin not to give him the southern accent like he gave you.
Well, you see how he's got my mic turned where it sounds like I'm from the south. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Fun All stuff. Right. So, good, Bonnie, good. Tell us a little bit more about what's coming up for this association and what's going on with you and your work when you get back from your – you're headed out. You're going to go play for a little bit, right?
I'm leaving in the morning for Aruba. Aruba. For a week, so you will not hear from or see me in any way whatsoever. I plan to have a drink in my hand nearly the whole time I'm gone.
So when you come back refreshed, though, you're going to be helping these guys with this event, or you got some other professional services, marketing stuff you got
going
on?
Well, she's speaking at the event.
Yeah, okay, so you got to get
I just learned that I'm competing.
we'll see how good of a marketer you are.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. I need to up my game here. Especially on social media, because that tends to be, you were asking earlier about how open and receptive CPAs are. Social media is one of those areas where you still get a lot of eye rolls in the room when you're doing the presentation. but those that are using it really, using it well, tend to see some fantastic results. So I'm excited about having the opportunity to speak at the Southeastern Accounting Show for that. And we're also going to be exhibiting there. So
you're going to have a booth there. Yeah?
We're going to have. This is our first time we've done a booth too.
Oh wow!
Coolness.
We can't give away big screen TVs, so we're giving away things like chocolate covered bacon. And
I was going to ask if you were going to have candy. I'll be there.
We're going to have some
chocolate covered bacon.
But now you're not the only headliner. We've got some pretty high caliber folks coming to this thing to share their thoughts. Right?
We do. David Pierce Snyder is a futurist. Nationally, internationally known. He's one of those guys that kind of says, well, this is all the magic stuff that's going to happen in 10 and 20 years. And sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. The great thing about Mr. Snyder is he takes some pretty complex issues and boils them down into really understandable, coherent thoughts that you can actually kind of take home and think about, as opposed to just being sort of all obtuse and out there and not really having value. He'll give you a lot of information that'll make you think, and that's good. And we have Walt Emmer, right? Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, good. The CEO of Waffle House. I have not had a chance to meet Walt. I'm really looking forward to meeting him. I've got about five or six stories I can tell him from my adventures at Waffle House, all of them later in the evening than they should be.
Only five or six.
Don't you love Waffle House?
Battered, covered, and smothered, man.
And peppered. It's fantastic food, but you can go in and you can be a big shot. You can have breakfast, you can buy breakfast, and you can give a really big tip, and you're a big shot, you're full, and now your friend's on the hook for lunch.
That's right.
I love Waffle House.
And his story is going to be great, too, because this is a guy that came in, in the lower levels of the company and fell in love with what he was doing and the company and worked his way up and is now the CEO. It should be a cool story.
So as we wrap today's segment up, and we got to have you guys come back, because here's what I'd like to do from time to time, and I think we might have touched on this idea last time we were together. I think it would be fun for you guys as an association to maybe cycle through some of your members and talk to them about their profession. And perhaps even talk to them about their practice and some of their clients. I think that they could bring one of their clients on. So we ought to talk a little bit about that off air. And we definitely got to have you guys back, regardless, just to talk about all the cool stuff you've got going. But before we wrap up, I want to make sure that our listeners have your contact information and how to learn more about membership. And I also want to make darn sure that they understand the logistics and contact info for this event coming up late in the month.
Perfect. I am Don Cook, Vice President, Membership Business Development, and my direct line is 404-504-2935. Email address is don.cook, that's don.cook, at gscpa.org.
I am Boyd Search. You can call the main office line, 404-231-8676, and just ask for me. Or send me an email to bsearch, that's BSEARCH, at gscpa.org.
And how do we reach you in Aruba, Bonnie?
You don't reach me in Aruba.
What hotel?
Oh, cool boy.
No, there will be no reaching me in Aruba, but otherwise you can check out our website at bbrmarketing.com or email me at Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, at bbrmarketing.com.
Fantastic. Well, this has been an absolute delight having you gentlemen in the studio, learning more about your association, and I'm getting kind of jazzed about the whole Waffle House talk. I think we got to go to this thing, man.
Just for that.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest this afternoon, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.